Order to my
call it easy to order. Circle out the roll. And welcome members to the timely start of the Rules Committee. What we will do, first of all, is just do some brief introductions because there are some new members to the committee, including some freshman members who are new to the legislature. And so if we can just go around the room really quickly and just please identify yourself and where you're from real quickly, and then we'll move on to today's business. And first of all, I want to welcome everybody. I'm Eric Paulson. I'm representing Eden Prairie, and I'm entering my 11th year here. And so I appreciate very much the opportunity to serve with you and look forward to working with you in the coming session, not only in committee, but in a variety of capacities on other issues on the floor and et cetera. So I welcome you and look forward to getting to know more of you better. So with that, Ron, if you want to start and we'll proceed around.
I'm Ron Abrams. I'm a state representative from District 43B, which is the northern third of Minnetonka and Plymouth South of County Road 6. Ninth termer and
40 Cypher, District 21A, Lyon and Redwood County, southwestern Minnesota, about 3 hours from here.
Steve Smith, State Representative 33A, live in Mound, representing the western end of Hennepin County.
Good morning, I'm Doug Magnus. I'm also from the southwest area of the state, actually in the far corner, and I represent the northeast suburb of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 23rd, which is a favorite town.
I'm Paul Coles. I represent Central and Western Harbor County and Northern Scott County.
Dennis Osment. I represent Rosemount and the Eastern Apple Valley in Dakota County, and in my 11th term.
I'm Tom Todd, House Research Staff.
Hi, Lori Esau, Committee Administrator.
Leslie Hines, Committee Legislative Assistant.
Char Samuelson, Representative. I represent New Brighton, Arden Hills, one precinct in Shoreview, and a precinct of a ward in Fridley.
Hi, I'm Kathy Tinglestead, starting my fifth term. I represent Central Anoka County, the two communities of Coon Rapids and Andover.
Jeff Johnson from Plymouth.
Joe Hoppe from Chanhassen and Chaska, 34B, starting my second term.
Al Junkie, I'm in my fifth term from Wilmer, Minnesota, representing Candy Oy County.
I'm Larry Hosh. I represent District 14B, which has the fine city of St. Joseph in it. Goes out to Painesville, Cold Spring, Kimball, Avon, Richmond.
Jean Poppy, and I'm from Austin and represent parts of Maurer County and Fillmore County.
Kathy Bernardi, I represent the communities of Fridley, Fridley Park, Longview, Anoka, and Ramsey County. Third term.
Peter Saylor, represent 2B, western half of Hubbard County, most of Beltrami, most of Clearwater, parts of Pennington and Polk.
I'm Lyndon Carlson, and I represent Robbinsdale, most of Crystal, part of Golden Valley. And I remember at another committee meeting a few years ago, Chamber pointed out that I was elected the same year he was born. Either I was very old or he was very young.
Representative Carlson, that means you were elected before either Representative Sertich or I were born.
Steve Swigum, Farmer Kenny.
Corey Sertich, third term from the Iron Ridge.
Margaret Anderson Kelleher, I represent a district in Minneapolis that is roughly downtown to uptown. In my other job, I'm a mom.
I'm Jay Loeffler, and I'm honored to represent Northeast Minneapolis.
My name is Frank Law. I represent 4A, which is Bemidji, all the way over to Deer River, all of the Eastern Reservation.
Good. Again, welcome, and I think we'll just proceed real quickly with this morning's business. We have a number of House policies and resolutions to adopt, and Mr. Switzer, if you'll come forward, and the chair will move that the P1 resolution in members' packets be adopted, policy of tuition reimbursement, which is a standard resolution, but I think there's a minor change. Mr. Switzer, if you could identify yourself for the tape and please briefly explain to members the resolution before us.
Mr. Chair, members, for the record, I'm Paul Switzer, House Controller. The first policy on tuition reimbursement, there's a minor change. The change is that it simply eliminates the requirement for the controller's prior approval. The purpose of this is in case of a paperwork snafu where the request doesn't get down to me before the first class, the course can still be approved if it's otherwise appropriate.
Questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, the chair will renew that the P1 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. The resolution is adopted. Next, Representative Johnson will move that the P2 resolution, Policy and Service Award Program, be adopted. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a standard and service award that this provides for service awards for employees in recognition of the service. There's no change proposed to this policy.
Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, Representative Johnson renews that this motion that P2 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next, we will move on to the R1 resolution on the House Chaplain. Representative Smith moves that the R1 resolution be adopted. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members, there are no changes proposed to the resolution for reimbursement for the House Chaplain.
Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, Representative Smith renews that the R1 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next is the R2 resolution. Representative Hoppe moves that the R2 resolution be adopted. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members, this is the standard resolution that provides that the three House leaders are compensated 140% of the compensation of other members. This is as authorized by law, and it is the same as we have done in the past.
Questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Representative Carlson.
In fact, when I talked informally about it, I had no problem with this and supported it for years, but my question is, you referenced this in statute, but why do we need a resolution if it's in statute? I guess is my question.
Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair and members, the statute provides that it is up to the committee. The statute authorizes the committee to approve. Approve
so the statute doesn't address a percentage of
the term.
Mr. Chair, I believe it does. I believe the statute does say the 40%, but it requires the rules committee to authorize.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Schweitzer. Any other questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, Representative Hoppe renews that the R2 resolution be adapted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Suppose the resolution is adopted. Members, next we'll move to the R4 resolution on members stationary. Chair will move the R4 resolution on personalized stationary allocation. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, this is a standard resolution on personalized stationery allocation. It authorizes me to, as controller, to make a bulk purchase of stationery. There is one change in the resolution from past years, and that is it increases the amount of letterhead and envelopes allocated to members from 4,000 pieces to 5,000 pieces. That change is already reflected in a memo that I sent around to all members along with their order form. This was talking to Steve Munoz, who really runs a program for the House. This has been sort of a common request by members to increase the amount of their letterhead stationery.
Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, the chair renews that the R4 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Members, next is the resolution on postage, the R5 resolution. Representative Coles moves the R5 resolution. I think there's only a minor change to the postage allocation, and it is just the number of rolls of stamps. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. This is a resolution on postage. The dollar amount allocated to members remains the same as in the past, but instead of taking that allocation as 8 rolls per year, this provides for each member to receive 12 rolls of stamps. Per year, and again, it does not change the overall dollar amount, so it would mean less metering and more stamp usage.
And Mr. Schweitzer, members, just for your information, I went from the 8 to recommend going to 12 rolls because I know a number of members have commented to me about the emphasis of having that likability to having personal stamps on some of their mailings, and I know the metering is something that HAS monitors and has worked very effectively and more efficiently, but in saving the House even some money, but having a few more rolls of stamps I know is helpful to members. So any other discussion? Seeing none, Representative Coles renews that the R5 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next, we will do the R6 resolution. Chair will move the R6 resolution on communication expenses. I believe there is a slight change to this. Mr. Schweitzer, if you could explain.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a resolution on reimbursement for members' communication expenses. The change is that under the resolution, the amount of time for members to submit their requests has been extended to 90 days after the end of the service period indicated on the billing statement. Previously, it's been 90 days from after receipt of the invoice. We think this will be more clear for our for administrative purposes, and also it does extend the time slightly for members.
Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, the chair will move it. In this motion that the R6 resolution be adopted, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails, resolution is adopted. Members, next is the R3 resolution, resolution on expense reimbursements. And first, I think Representative Seifert will move the R3 resolution with a slight modification. Representative Seifert, if you can announce that.
Mr. Chair, I'll move R3 except page 2, lines 9 through 12.
Representative Seifert moves the R3 resolution except for page 2, lines 9 through 12. Mr. Schweitzer, if you'd explain the resolution before us. It's referencing housing and lodging.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, there are a number of changes proposed here. Mostly they are change things like from the 83rd to the 84th legislature. But the first significant change is the increase in the lodging amount for members to $1,200 per month from $1,000 per month.
Actually, $1,100, I believe Mr. Schweitzer is current.
Correct. Mr. Chair, yes, that's correct. I'm correct. Sorry. The $1,000, it was currently is at $1,100 per month. You're correct. The second change is for members and staff, the daily lodging reimbursement limit is increased from $90 to $95. And that reflects the current cost of staying at the Kelly Inn on a nightly basis. The Kelly Inn has raised their rates, and that would allow for it. So a member or staff person who came down here had to come down for an interim. They would, if they stayed at the Kelly Inn, they would be fully reimbursed. Along with that is we also have a provision that when a member or staff person is staying at the site of a meeting or conference, that limit is even higher. That's within the state. That traditionally we've had a higher rate for that. That higher rate is increased from $105 to $110. The in the same sense is also a change. We eliminate the reference to a mini session and instead at a we replace it with the language will now say at the site of a meeting or conference instead of mini session or conference. The House has not had mini sessions for several years, and so we believe that that is outdated language. The next change is that shown on change that allows for members who receive approval to travel on legislative business away from the Capitol but during session are reimbursed for travel expenses in the same manner as House employees, for example, for mileage, lodging, and airfare. We found that there was a gap in our reimbursement policies and somewhere along the line. But what this allows is for a member, well, for example, for the trip to Rochester for the State of the State address. We need to be able to reimburse members if they're going to drive from the Capitol down to Rochester, for example, for that mileage. Absent this language, I don't have strict authority to make that expense.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer?
Two quick questions. Two quick questions, Paul.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chair, members, we are planning to have buses, and we hope to coordinate with the Senate to see if we can coordinate, have the Senate also perhaps work with the same vendor. We hope to have maybe a different vendor than the one we use for the new member orientation.
Thank
that
you.
That had a problem with the battery that went dead. So
just
wait
a
minute. I think Rochester is having some type of a function gathering for the second of all, just so minority and majority know, on page 2, where we allow members within the area to stay overnight to get reimbursed during the legislative session for reasons of safety, travel. It says approved by the speaker. The speaker will approve anything. Just so you know, I've been aware of the fact that I can get home quicker than some members in the western suburbs can get home.
Northern suburbs.
And maybe even northern suburbs, specifically western suburbs. So anybody who late night meetings or early morning meetings or for safety reasons if you want to travel, you pass on to your members, the approval will be like it.
Any other questions for Mr. Schweitzer?
Oh.
If not, Representative Seifert renews his motion. Resolution R3 as modified be adopted. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next, Representative Junkie has a variation of the R3 resolution. Representative Junkie.
Mr. Chair, I'd offer Resolution R3, page 2, lines 9 through 12.
And Mr. Todd, I think you have a slight technical change to that.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, I would recommend that you make the following change there. Page 2, line 9, delete provided further and insert be it resolved by the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration.
Representative Junkie incorporates that into his motion. Mr. Schweitzer?
Mr. Chair, I don't have a copy of that that change.
Mr. Schweitzer, I believe that's just page 2, lines 9 through 12, which is essentially the per diem allocation.
So, Mr. Chair, if I'm reading this, instead of provided further from what's been handed out, it reads... be it resolved, and then it changes the dollar amount for per diem from $56 to $66 per day, and that would apply for both sessions and interims for the House.
Correct. Any discussion? Any questions, Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, on Representative Junkie renews his motion, the R3 resolution as modified. Before you be adopted. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next, members, we have the R7 resolution. The chair will move the R7 resolution on the high school PACE program be adopted. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, this is a standard resolution on administration of the high school change program. The lodging reimbursement of $250 per week or $50 per night is unchanged, but the change is that a higher rate is authorized if a roommate is unavailable to share expenses.
Questions for Mr. Schweitzer? Seeing none, the chair renews his motion that the R7 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Members, next, the R8 resolution. Representative Osmond moves the R8 resolution on house photography usage credit. Mr. Schweitzer, I believe there's one modification that needs to be made. If you could state that, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, on line 6, I'd recommend that we delete the words full-time. The sentence would then read that the House will pay each permanent staff photographer $2,000 in each calendar year 2005 and $2,000 in calendar year 2006. We have one of our permanent photographers is currently not permanent. He is permanent, but he is not full time. We believe that photographer should be reimbursed at the same rate as if he were full time.
Representative Osmond will incorporate that change in the resolution. Mr. Todd, do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Mr. Schweitzer?
Yes. Yes, go ahead. Seeing none, Representative Rosman renews his motion that the R8 resolution be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. As I believe that's it for the resolutions, and now we will move to the miscellaneous personnel report. Tonight, if you would come forward, please, and identify yourself for the tape and walk us through the personnel reports, and we will approve those as a joint group.
I'm Kelly Knight with House Administrative Services. Members, in your packet, you have a series of one being change in status, the second being appointment, a third being termination, and then also the listing of all permanent as well as temporary staff. These represent the change in status terminations, and also appointments represent all the rules, all the changes that have happened in personnel since the last time the Rules Committee approved it. As you're looking through these, one of the things that you may note on the appointments page is under status, a status of inactive. And what that is because there were two personnel actions in the same period since the Rules Committee last adopted it. So our system actually inactivated the first transaction. But that's more of a technicality for these reports than anything else.
Any questions for this night? Seeing none, the chair will move approval of the miscellaneous personnel report as a group in front of us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. The personnel report is approved. And members, we are adjourned.